Allow God to direct you to a word. I'm sorry. Please be at peace as you listen for the Holy One. Following each scripture reading, there will be 5 minutes of silence. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. During this silence, you're invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive a prayer and anointing for you or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you are welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or exit the worship center. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. I see some of you in here tonight have heard me speak at the meditative service in the past, and know that my wife Becky and I have had a very clear purpose when God blessed us with our daughter Jessie on January 28, 1996. That purpose was to provide for, protect, and raise our only child, Jessie, that God had blessed us with. no different than what any new parent would think. After 8 years of trying, 3 miscarriages, and doctors telling us we'd be unable to have kids, our purpose and God's plan for us were perfectly aligned, and we couldn't be happier. On October 13, 2014, our world turned upside down. At the age of 18, our daughter was diagnosed with a brain tumor. For the next 3 years, our daughter was fighting for her life. She endured numerous surgeries, radiation treatments, chemotherapy, several physical, cognitive, and occupational therapy sessions, numerous trips to the PICU for several days at a time, in addition to numerous seizures throughout the third year of her battle. On September 26, 2017, at the age of 21, God called our daughter Jessie home. This was the darkest storm and the deepest valley of our lives. I can't even describe the pain and the emptiness we felt and continue to feel in our hearts today. At times during the storm, we did not see nor feel God's presence in our lives. We were so focused on our daughter and being angry at God for putting our family through this. After struggling for so long to have a child and being given this miracle by God, only to have him take it away from us 21 years later, this was not our plan. After the passing of our daughter, we struggled to find a reason or purpose to get out of bed. What was the point? At this time, we had a choice to make. Lean into God and trust everything our faith before and during the storm taught us, or walk away from God and our faith. We chose to lean even harder on our foundation of our faith and listen to God's voice and watch for God's sign or await a nudge from the Holy Spirit to get us out of bed every day and move forward, seeking God's purpose for us. Nowhere in the Bible did God ever say life would be easy in this world. He actually said the opposite. As in John chapter 16, verse 33, I have said things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Over time, we started reflecting back on the time of our life, on this time of our lives, and discovered many of the blessings God had bestowed upon us that we had not seen at that time. To name a few, he gave us the blessing of being parents for over 21 years. Our daughter taught us by telling us numerous times, no matter what happens, always trust in God. During the last year of her battle, while having seizures, she never had one outside our house or outside the hospital. This was a very big blessing for us because we did not stop living our lives during this time, continuing to travel, attend numerous Cleveland Indians games, and Jessie was with us every step of the way. We also saw the kindness, love, and support of our family, our church family, and friends during this time, and it continues today. Up until Jessie passed, she always knew who we were. These many reflections, the love and the support of our family and friends, our faith, God's presence in our lives, through the witness of God's signs, nudges from the Holy Spirit, and the hope of one day reuniting with our daughter in heaven forever and experiencing a joy greater than anything we could experience here on earth, would get us out of bed every day, moving forward to fulfill God's new plan for us. Over time, it became clear to us through prayer, reflection, and our faith that God's plan to us was to turn our pain into a purpose. Jessie had always wanted to be an early childhood education teacher and was pursuing her dream at the University of Mount Union when she was diagnosed with a brain tumor. As much as Jessie loved attending Mount Union to fulfill her dream becoming a teacher, in Jessie's memory, we started an endowment fund to provide annual scholarship for a Mount Union student majoring in early childhood education. Also, we were blessed enough financially to never have to leave our daughter's side when she was in the PICU at Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital. While staying with Jessie several nights and days at a time, we noticed the sadness and emotions parents and their child were going through each night, saying goodnight, before the parents headed home for the evening. It was heartbreaking. One of the primary reasons the parents left and at times didn't return till after work the next day was the additional burden placed on families in this situation beyond medical costs. We started a foundation to provide financial and emotional support to families who have a child with brain cancer. This foundation started off by providing funds for family expenses and has grown into an endowment fund which will generate funds in Jesse's memory into perpetuity. We continue to fundraise twice a year to raise money for both of these causes. The scholarships helped Mount Union students majoring in early childhood education pay for tuition and or books. And the financial assistance provided to families who have a child with brain cancer has helped ease the financial burden to allow parents to spend more time with their children. Although this new path that God has led us down has given us a new purpose, it will never fill the hole remaining in our hearts, having lost our daughter at 21. But as I said earlier, God said life would not be easy here on earth. Thanks be to God for giving us a path to get out of bed every morning with the purpose of helping others, and for providing us the hope through the life, death, and resurrection of his Son and our Savior Jesus Christ, of a joyful reunion in heaven with our daughter Jessie for eternity.